Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Astronomers have discovered six planets orbiting a bright star in perfect resonance. The discovery of the system could give astronomers a unique opportunity to trace the evolution of these worlds to when they first formed.
Researchers think that when planets first form, their orbits around a star are in sync. Most of the time, planetary orbits get knocked out of sync by an event that upsets the gravitational balance of the system.
The innermost planet completes a full orbit every 9 days. It makes 3 revolutions around the sun in the same amount of time it takes for the second planet to make exactly 2. The same ratio exists between the periods of the second and third planets in the system, along with the third and the fourth.
Though orbital resonance is a rare find, the planets themselves, all bigger than Earth and smaller than Neptune, are some of the most common types in the galaxy.
Even in our solar system, these resonances do not appear to have survived, said Dr. Raphael Luque, an astronomer at the University of Chicago who led the study. By studying a system left untouched, he added, we learn so much about why the majority didn't.
And now, here is Talkin' Asynchronous Orbit Side Rotation Blues, written by David H. Rosen, directed by Jennifer Sandella, performed live at the Crane Theater, December 4th, 2023.
They're saying it could happen anytime, any day now, that it might have already happened and we just don't know it yet. Betelgeuse could have exploded already. It's like Orion. I've known Orion since I was a kid. I never wanted to be an astronaut. You know, I like oxygen too much and I hate flying, but I love looking at the stars. Like I told you, I used to sneak out at night and wouldn't come back until I'd found every constellation I knew. Had to find the patterns and the chaos up there or I couldn't sleep. And when they're on the horizon, the Big Dipper, just above the tree line in the fall, Orion looming there in the winter, enormous, like too big to understand. And look, yeah. Betelgeuse is famous, sure, but the other stars in Orion, Bellatrix, Rigel, Alnilam, Alnitak, sounds like prayer to me. Betelgeuse, red giant, Orion's right shoulder, pop culture phenomenon, could be gone any second. But since Betelgeuse is 642 light years away, it could have exploded 642 years ago and we wouldn't know it yet. So for us to see it explode today, Betelgeuse would have had to explode in like 1381. The year 1381, that's like a long time ago. So Betelgeuse is sending light beam after light beam towards Earth for 8 million years, and each wave takes 642 years to get here, but one day, a wave is going to be hurtling towards us and look back and see nothing's coming, that it's the last of the light. So Orion, who, along with death and loss, has been one of the only constants in my life, will suddenly be lit up. And then, when the brightness dies down, he'll be missing his right shoulder. And I don't know what we're supposed to do when that happens, when something that you've always known so well suddenly disappears. Sorry, what were you saying?
I asked how you've been since you moved out.
Oh, right. Right, sorry. You know, it's been...
You've been thinking a lot about the stars?
I've been thinking a lot about the stars. Thinking about anything else makes me too sad.
Even kittens?
Especially kittens. But I gotta ask, how's Janie?
Oh, she's doing well. A little confused that you're not there to snuggle with her, but I keep catching her napping in these funny positions, and I want to send you pictures, but...
Thank you for...
For not sending them?
For wanting to send them.
Oh. I get it, though. It may be too much for right now.
It may be too much for right now.
It'd be like Betelgeuse after it explodes.
It's like I'm like Orion without his right shoulder.
That reminds me. I thought of you the other day because...
I thought of you the every day because...
Don't. Just let me...
Okay.
I thought of you the other day because I heard this crazy story about how...
In one of the year's most exciting discoveries, astronomers have discovered 6 planets orbiting a distant star.
And what's interesting is that they were...
These planets were orbiting the star in perfect resonance.
You and I orbited in perfect residence for a while.
Meaning that for every three orbits, the innermost planet completes, the next closest planet completes two.
And for every three orbits that second planet makes, the next planet also makes two.
That pattern continued, according to astronomers, with the third closest planet completing three orbits for every two that the fourth closest completes. The ratio is different for the outermost planets, and with the planet furthest from the star completing three orbits for every four that the second furthest completes. With this perfect synchrony, the outermost planet orbits the star every 54 days, while the innermost planet completes an orbit every 9 days. Scientists estimate these planets have been moving in synchrony for billions and billions of years, untouched by outside forces. Unfortunately, none of them are in what astronomers call the habitable zone, in which planets can keep water on their surface and thus sustain life as we know it. Each of the six planets are bigger than Earth, but smaller than Neptune.
How big are they compared to...
Don't.
Why not?
Because jokes about your... the seventh planet... aren't funny.
Did you know it was the seventh planet, or did you just pull that out of your...
Come on! Not now. We're finally, like, talking again.
So no jokes about... I see. You're serious.
I'm serious.
So how did you just realize it was the seventh planet? Did you count?
I don't know. That mnemonic?
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, or PEMDAS, is an acronym used to remember the order of operations in mathematical expressions. Parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, then subtraction. And now, back to you.
The other one. My very educated mother just served us nine... Can we still say pizzas?
You're not... I mean... I know we don't agree on everything, but you're not bailing on Pluto, are you? It's still a...
Yes, it's still. So Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, the seventh planet.
So at least
Neptune and Pluto.
So at least we can agree on that. Did he say that...
The innermost planet completes an orbit every 9 days.
So 2020, 2021, 2022, all over in less than a month?
I don't... think it works that way?
We should move to that planet. Having a bad year? Wait 9 days, there'll be another one. A year every 9 days. It's like, happy birthday. Then a week or so later, happy birthday again.
But the years are so short, you wouldn't have enough time to do all the things that you want to do.
I already don't have enough time to do the things I want to do. Those pristine planets, untouched for billions of years. Just... think of what we could do if we started
over
from scratch. Are we saying the same thing?
I think you'd start over from right before you met me, and I'd start over from right before things went bad.
So no.
No.
I get that the idea of perfect synchrony seems nice to you right now, but think of what being thrown out of sync did for our solar system. You can keep your six planets orbiting in perfect time. I'll take moons shattering around Saturn to form those iconic rings. I'll take Jupiter having as much mass as every other planet combined. Nobody knows why Mercury's orbit is slightly tilted or why Neptune radiates way more heat than it should given how far it is from the sun, but I'll take it. I'll take Uranus.
Uranus.
There we go.
I didn't make a joke. I just said its name.
Said which name?
Okay. What I was going to say was, it spins sideways.
I can relate to that.
Relative to the other planets, it...
When did you learn so much about the planets?
I used to love talking about this stuff with you. That didn't stop when our orbits weren't in sync.
What a time it's been for scientific discoveries, as we get close to counting down the end of this year and ushering in a new one.
This last year has been really hard.
Yeah, listening to the news these days is like...
You know that's not what I mean.
I know that's not what you mean.
Breaking news, that's not what he means.
Could you give us a moment?
Sure.
This next year could be better. For us.
There is no us anymore. There's...
But I still root for you.
I still root for you.
That's all I mean. Separately or together, this year's for me and you. So, happy Christmas.
I love you, baby. I can see a better time when...
We can orbit each other again, maybe with slightly different trajectories, but...
Hey, if it's not too much, let's dance.
Too much? You just told me you loved me for the first time since...
I told you I'd always love you. I always did. I always will. The time when that meant we were together has ended. It's a new time now. But it's still true.
A lot of things are true. I'm starting to understand. So, do you want to dance in synchrony, like these new planets, or with beautiful chaos, like the solar system?
I don't know. Let's just...
In other news, Janie, a local cat, was confused when her mama returned home tonight with a familiar scent on her sweater. She, and by she I mean the cat, not the mama, circled a few times before eventually curling up on the sweater and spending the night purring with her eyes half shut. Meanwhile, across the city, thousands of people stared up into the sky, looking for some sort of pattern in the chaos. As the year winds down, I can only hope they find it. And now, back to you.
This has been Talkin' Asynchronous Orbit Side Rotation Blues, written by David H. Rosen, directed by Jennifer Sandella, featuring Kristen Cantwell, Dan Frome, and David Lawson. Performed live for Living Radio at the Crane Theater in New York City, December 4th, 2023. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram, like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and find all our past recordings at our new website, livingradionyc.com.